Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires and by the Justice Brothers, makers of fine additives, cleaners, and lubricants for the automotive, heavy equipment, agricultural, and industrial worlds. True treat and feature for me this episode. We have the entire cast, the number 57 Meyer-Shank Racing Acura NSX GT3 team. They'll be going for the win in the GT Daytona category, driving that twin-turbo V6 powered supercar. This is the all-female entry where there are things to achieve that go well beyond simple victories or pursuits of podium finishes. It's a legacy that they're chasing. It is change that they are chasing, hoping to create more young women, more everything, a more inclusive environment where the offices that we work in on a daily basis, the gyms we go to, where we get our coffee, hopefully that diverse array of people, of colors, beliefs, you name it, that this is just something that becomes more of an imprint upon motor racing. And if you think about the four women who are driving in Christina Nielsen, a two-time GT Daytona champion, leading, absolute leading light in sports car racing among women. Then we think about her other three teammates, Catherine Legg, actually the architect of this driver lineup, IndyCar veteran, Champ Car veteran, someone, a race winner, vied for the GTD championship last year with the Meyer-Shank Racing team. We think about Simona DiSilvestro, the standard bearer for women in IndyCar for a number of years, podium finisher, someone who, widely respected by all of her competitors, also widely regarded as someone that, if she'd had a full season in a top team, would also be an IndyCar race winner. And then we also have Bea Figueiredo, a very distinguished driver as well, very solid in IndyCar and open wheel racing, and now in sports cars. Altogether, we've got three women, Indy 500 experience, IndyCar experience, absolute badasses. And we have Christina, badass in sports cars, with Jackie, now bringing this entire program together with the support of a major company in Caterpillar, an Acura and HPD Honda behind them as well, supporting this, plus Michael Shank and his wife. This is possibly a once-in-a-lifetime assembly of the greatest female drivers in this discipline, all together, one program. All right, off we go with the Meyer-Shank Racing Team, number 57 Acura, starting with Jackie, all presented by Cooper Tires and our friends at the Justice Brothers.
This is kind of an awesome thing. And I guess the obvious thing would be, hey, it's the all-female team. Yeah, that's great. The thing that I love is, whomever wants to answer this, please do. Kind of have the most badass.
Sexy, beautiful, fast.
That's all Michael Shank. That's all Michael Shank.
Thank you.
But this is not just like, hey, we're going to do something fun and unique. We got the best of the best here. Tell me about this. Because I think, again, beyond growth and initiatives and inspirations, no, this is a hardcore racing team first and foremost.
Well, I think I can speak to that. I think the idea here is to bring together the top women and through a fully supported program in terms of partnership corporately, really about being professional racers. And I think I think the uniqueness of this program is being supported in this way and having the right people involved.
Mr. Shank, you're the person who has helped facilitate all of this. Tell me about initial conversations with Jackie and the formation of this number 57 Caterpillar sponsored Acura NSX.
I think Jackie came to us around Mid Ohio or something like that, Mid Ohio of 18, just to lay out kind of her vision, what she was trying to do. And from that point forward, we started dealing with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We started figuring out ways to make it make sense.
Yeah.
What can we afford, and what the partner needs, and Jackie needs and her business needs, and we just kept working on it. And there was high points and low points, and at the end we found a commonality in an opportunity, I think. And this is tough for me because this will be Catherine's third year with me, right? And I've never looked at her as, I mean, I know she's a female driver, but I look at her as a driver that has to produce, right? Through all phases. So it was important to me that if we did this correctly, that it's not a joke, that we're here to win. I'm not sitting my ass on the stand for 30 hours with the Rolex to not be in the race. We want to compete. And the ladies that are sitting at the table, that's why exactly why they're sitting at this table. And I don't think you'd find anybody that would argue that.
Kat, I know you have been instrumental in working with Jackie and working with Mike, saying, what is this team we could form? You've been a bit of a beacon as well. Quality people want to work with you. Tell me about the process of helping to shape this rockin' driver lineup.
Yes, so actually I met Jackie a couple of years ago now when she was racing and I was coaching her, and she's had this vision for a while, for a long time, and we spoke about it at length. And I think the one thing that all of us agree on this team is that it has to be taken seriously and it cannot be gimmicky, and the only way to do that was to pick the best female drivers in the world. And like Mike said, I don't think there was any question on who that was. And like you said, I don't think anybody would argue with you. So I was excited to get... We never worked together before. I was excited to get the chance to work with Bea and Sim. And then we were really lucky that Christina hadn't gone and signed for Porsche again last minute when poor Jackie's back wasn't better in time. So it's really, I think, the best drivers that we could have found, and we just happened to be female. And I think that that should be the thing that kind of precedes us. And I hope that that's why we get taken seriously in what we're trying to achieve.
Bea, we were fortunate to have you in IndyCar for a while. Loved having you there because, again, fitting that same theme. You're out there kicking ass, strong member of that community. Tell me about coming back this big North American endurance race season opener, not only with this team, but one that we know from last year almost claimed a championship. I'm guessing you're happy that you're not only here, but you know we could be in victory lane in a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, no, it was a great opportunity, and I know Mike since I think 2008 because mm-hmm. of Osnegri, he's Brazilian, and we actually trying to put some things together mm-hmm. back
over
then,
time.
Trying, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I knew Mike from there, was always sympathized. We tried to work together in IndyCar,
yep.
actually.
Yep.
I visited the team a couple of times, and somehow it didn't work. And when Catherine called me last May, we were talking about it last day. But Catherine, like, wants to talk to me. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was the same. I'm like, why is she calling me?
She wanted to do the same thing. And then she came, hey, I think I have something going on that would be really nice. And then she thought about talked to me about the whole program, and I loved it. And again, I was excited that we would have the best drivers and put a team together to really try to win this race. That excites me the most, and I don't think we can be in a better hands with Mike and leading the team and talking to us, and yeah, so I'm really, really excited to be back and with this opportunity. After IndyCar, actually, I tried to be in IMSA,
yeah.
and it didn't work out, so... And I managed to go to Brazil. Ipiranga is my sponsor. This will be our 10th year together. And they asked me to go to Brazil because they're where the
sure.
headquarters is. And so, and I've been there since then. It's really nice to be in stock car, but I really like America. It will be fun to be part of the team.
So speaking of happy returns, the long-distance traveler here, Miss Di Silvestro, we never wanted to let you go, unfortunately, from IndyCar. You've made a new career for yourself in the Australian Supercars Championship. Tell me about this call, though. I know you're not one that needs a lot of pushing to come back here and race. This kind of fits your profile.
Yeah, definitely. Like, for me, it was, you know, it's something that I always was a bit on the radar for me. You know, I've been lucky enough, you know, to do Indy 500, Bathurst 1000, and all these really big races. And, you know, when Kat actually called me, I was surprised because I don't think we ever really interacted that much before, you know, and but it was, you know, really cool to, you know, just really hear the program. And, you know, for me, it's really important to have a proper shot. And I think what Jackie and Mike have been able to do is just really giving us, I think, the best opportunity. I think in any of our careers, you know, we are in a car that can win. So, I've raced a lot of different things and never really gotten that chance. So I think it was kind of a no-brainer to come here and to really give it a good crack. And, you know, having these teammates, I think it's great. And it's actually fun to work together because, you know, I've never really worked with any other
girls
female
driver.
Yeah, girls, you know, going to dinner last night all together, it was just really weird, but you know, it's like, it's not normal.
Did you notice how she said, have a good crack? She's like turning Australian on us already.
So yeah, no, it's really cool, and you know, we all get along really well, and we all here for the same thing, is to be really competitive, you know, and try to win this thing. So I think we all have our mindset for that.
I think she also wants Vegemite in her drink bottle. Too,
no, that is disgusting.
It is,
okay,
isn't it?
They keep trying to give it to me.
Have you tried Marmite?
What?
Marmite.
No.
It's the English version.
Yeah,
you have
so
stuff
good.
Like that too.
It's the same kind of misery.
Yeah, no good.
So if we're talking crazy, we already have this awesome lineup. Oh, okay, unfortunately, Jackie unable to compete here. Well, multiple GTD champion just happens to be available. Christina, I think like the rest of the women at this table, you've always been very conscious about, I'm a race car driver, don't come to me with this female angle nonsense, that's not why I'm here. But I'm guessing you're having to look around the table and go, all right, this is cool, because I'm staring at peers who have that same mindset. There's no gimmicks or nonsense, hardcore racers. Is that the spirit you think that will continue with this program, maybe folks might embrace as well?
Yeah, no, I definitely think it was an obvious fit mentality-wise with the other girls. You know, Mike follows it as well, so it was very easy to just plug in and play. There was nothing or no doubts I had about whether we shared different values or different goals with this. You know, I think we talked about this in Detroit when I did the visit to the all-girls school.
Yep.
You know, I'm definitely for promoting females, for promoting young girls, and setting a good example for them, and creating awareness, which is what I think this program does. It creates awareness for, hopefully, young girls, showing that these worlds that are dominated by men are not a man's world. It is just what I just said. It's dominated by them. But there's room for us. So that's what I'm hoping that we're doing. And, you know, IMSA said earlier today that there's plenty of Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, but especially the Girl Scout out here to visit. I know Kat and I participated last year in a meet and greet with them, or a Q&A, and had a great time with them. So, you know, to be a part of an effort that's already supporting a cause that I'm trying to speak up for is... it's a pleasure, and I feel really lucky that I got this opportunity, even though it's never fun that it's on the expense of someone else, like getting to experience Daytona, because it is something unique and something I hope every driver gets to experience.
Wow. If we're talking about unique things as well, and Jackie, I'm hoping you can share some insights on this. Caterpillar, that's a pretty big name brand if we're talking large corporations, to get involved and invest in this brand new first-time effort. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have 5 years of competition to then show them. They're in year one, knowing that you have this mindset of, we want to promote the quality of women in this sport. And it's not just drivers, it's all levels. Tell me about how this relationship with Caterpillar began, and maybe share some of their thoughts or goals for what it can be to enrich them.
Let me first kind of get into their goals, because I think it's in line with the conversation we've been having. And I mean, it's Caterpillar Global, and you know, you're right. This is a huge company to come into this sport, but more importantly, it's a company coming into the sport to support the top women in the sport. I think it's hard to get anybody to be a sponsor or a partner, so this is a really extraordinary moment. But Caterpillar is a global company. They certainly support diversity in their workplace. They have that globally. All of the drivers here are from different countries and different backgrounds, but they also, you know, have a significant women's population in their corporation. And, you know, by supporting this team, they're actually supporting those people in their corporation and much more. And as you know, I'm a scientist by my background in business. And, you know, it's a recruitment opportunity, too, because they're actually able to talk to engineers and the young people coming in and sort of use an example of somebody who's had this vision and doing all kinds of great things. But... it really began just trying to hone in on What I mean, I don't think there's a traditional ROI anymore. I really don't. I think we're seeing that fall away. If I just look at racing as that idea, it's not a standard ROI. So the way it started was to really dig in with them as an executive and talk about what is the return that makes sense for them. You know, what do they want? Is it that the top executives would like to go away with their pension knowing they supported and funded women who are actual equals doing equal things, because that was a comment made? Or is it that, you know, it helps STEM girls and boys see examples of, you know, support, diverse support, men and women? So you don't see many women athletes. I mean, there are a few, but, and especially racing, I was looking at this room this morning for the driver. I mean, we are it. So it doesn't need to be that way. We're not freaks of nature. We're great drivers, great people, and just like everybody else. But that's kind of the history and their perspective, I believe.
Kat, maybe you can share some insights on this. You, all the women here before this program, I know all of you have invested many hours of your personal lives at STEM events, doing many things, just personal focus and effort. Can you tell me a little bit about the feeling or maybe groupthink here on the fact that, on top of knowing you're going to be racing a car here for 24 hours, you know buying into this program means kind of some greater purpose or some greater good that can be done. Not just going to be asked to be a race car driver, you're going to be someone who's going to speak, who's going to try and inspire, you're going to be meeting a lot of people, signing a lot of autographs. Can you share some thoughts about, okay, there's a little more to this than maybe a lot of the men who just rock up with their helmet and say, let me go be excellent and then send me the check, I'll see you.
That's basically the contract I signed with Mike. I go be excellent.
I like that.
So I kind of had a bit of a light bulb moment a few years ago when, you know, working with OEMs and engineers, there is a distinct lack of engineers, and there's a lot of science related jobs out there and not enough people to fill them. And when you look at the schools around the country, they're filled mainly with guys, although it is getting better. And growing up, I was always not really interested in science, technology, engineering, and math. I was thinking that's boring and it's like the least sexy job you could go into, and I wanted nothing to do with it.
You have a degree in steering wheels and pedals, I believe.
Exactly. Stab and steer.
There we go.
So it was pointed out to me one day, like I said, a few years ago, that everything I do is STEM related, you know.
Yes.
Everything, even go-karting, the way you put the seat, the sprocket you use, the tire pressure, like literally everything. And the light bulb went off and I was thinking, okay, so maybe I do think this is really cool. And it's almost like you can sell STEM to the masses by saying you don't have to do the traditional roles. You can do something sexy like racing, you know. I was very fortunate to have a female engineer at Delta Wing, Katie Crawford.
Yes.
And she was one of the best that I've ever worked for. And we don't get to work with many women. So if we can try and it's not just for young girls, it is for young boys as well. But if we can try and get the generation that's coming up behind us interested in these things, then I think we're doing everybody a solid, because that's how we progress. And that's how, you know, innovation happens. And the reason we're racing is because people are showcasing technology.
Yeah.
Right? All the manufacturers are here developing and showing off what they can do. Acura showing the world the NSX. The royal we. Mm-hmm. Mike and the team have developed the car. And so I think we need more people coming in and supporting that. So it is a very close to my heart subject.
Can I add to that?
Of course.
That it's really well known that young girls in particular at age 5 believe they're totally, there's no difference between boys and girls at that age. By age 6, they begin to doubt themselves completely. They separate themselves, and when you look at science, you know, they begin to lack self-esteem in terms of science, and, you know, feel like they're going to look dumb or something like that. I think when, you know, and science to many people seems like a big math problem, but when you take something like racing and you relate that to a young girl, it's very exciting. And then the wheels start turning. Wow, I could be an engineer. I could work on racing. You right? Yeah. So I think it's a really important, I mean, I think just having each one of these women at the table as a role model, and the punctuation point to that, and I can't stress it enough, is having the support of basically a Fortune 500 yep. company, global company. Because I think you can say all you want, but if somebody isn't really behind you visibly, it's really hard, A, to get your message out, and B, to get the legitimacy that we all sort of strive for. And for me, this is a really important part of this.
If I may add to that, I also think it's a question of what is considered feminine. It's not feminine to be a scientist. It's not feminine to be to study math-related subjects. I mean, some people say it's not feminine for us to be race car drivers. I see the comments every time there's a, you know, some article that comes up. Like, you should only be dealing with kitchen equipment. All of these kind of comments. And it's, I think that's also what's important to focus on changing. It is changing what it means to be a woman, to change what it means to be feminine, and that you can look feminine, but you can also drive a race car freaking fast, and you can also solve an equation that half of the room or most of the room wouldn't be able to solve. I wouldn't be able to solve it. But it's...
And when you have this kind of corporate support, that sends a message yes. to the people that text us those things
yeah.
that there's something changing here,
yeah.
that the ROIs are changing, that the corporate messaging is changing, that the world is changing. And I think it's a really cool moment in time to be involved in.
As someone who's married to a woman who is a trained warfighter, has a master's degree and two bachelors, one of those in science, I'm very familiar with the dynamic of doing things that might not be considered yeah. super feminine by the idiots of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So is the two folks at the table here with the wrong chromosome, Mr. Shank.
You outnumbered. Outnumbered for
you're
once.
Just,
for once.
You're just yeah. in the corner looking look pretty this. As usual.
Yeah.
No, but I think we should mention for sure that this isn't just Michael Shank or Mr. Meyer as yeah. well. There's yeah. also a Mrs. Shank who, from a business standpoint, yeah. you name it. Again, I know you're frontline on this, yeah. but... this business of yours that has grown, that we now have able to facilitate this, this comes directly from you and your wife. So you're not unfamiliar to really trying to do big
decisions.
Things. Well, she's familiar with your bad decisions. But just tell me about how this is, again, this is a true shared endeavor.
Well, for me personally, it is big time. I mean, you know, there was definitely a yin and yang to our world, and we've been getting together a long time, and definitely she owes, you know, I owe a big part of where we brought this to her. And I don't escape that. She just prefers not to be in the limelight. She likes to be in the background, but she's an ass kicker. I mean, seriously, I pulled her out of bar fights.
Wow. I'm going out after the race.
I'm not kidding.
For the sake of the other person.
I saw Kyle scrum, and she literally jumped. I don't even know what happened. So, not so much
wow.
gotten older. But
she'll be working security here yeah. for the 24.
Yeah, so, listen, I've learned a lot. I've known a lot of these ladies for a while. Catherine now the third year. Catherine and I have had our challenges. She's gotten in trouble with me. We've loved each other before. But, you know, we've developed a loyalty and a workability. And so it's not that I don't think she's beautiful, but I just think her as a driver. You know, and I want, and these girls that come to the table, I think of it the same way. I need to win races, and so do we for Jackie and for Jackie's sponsor, Caterpillar. And I know we're making I just think we're, you know, a team, a group of people that are going to go podium in the race. That's how I look at it, right? And we've positioned ourselves to do it. One other thing I wanted to say, Jackie, that we've talked about more than recently is, you know, during this, as an example, B as engineer.
Yeah, she's coming.
Is
yeah.
coming. So
I've been a female engineer, and
really?
I suggested the team to take her?
Yeah, bring her.
To bring her to the race as an experience and to get more women involved. And she loved it.
But as an offshoot of that, even this is, you know, the STEM program, the young girls that Jackie took one of our cars and visited had a STEM program at Caterpillar, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the young girls, the 10, 12, 13 year olds, I almost see that as the greatest thing we're doing in some ways.
No, completely.
For me.
And I apologize, I should have mentioned this earlier, but what y'all are doing here isn't about today. It's not about January 2019.
That's exactly right.
I mean, I know that, again, hopefully you'll have trophies and record books and all that, but this is a, when we come back in 10 years, 15 years,
what has been
when
said?
I'm completely bald,
yeah.
I'm hoping you all are mobbed by the young girls and boys, or maybe high school, college age, that have said, this affected my life.
This, and I'm telling you, what Jackie's been able to put together here, potentially in the future books, will be, I believe, a turning moment where she worked 2 years on this, I think, now, to get a major corporation to get behind an idea that she had. I mean, I don't know. We'll see in time, right? But for me, it feels like a knob turning, right?
She did something that hasn't been done by a lot
of
people
exactly
before.
That's exactly right. And people just don't even have that effect yet, in my opinion. They don't know it yet. We're hearing it and seeing it, but... I'm looking forward to keep going here.
Simona, can you give us some insights about the reaction you've gotten from this? You, from what you did in North America in IndyCars, you built a huge following, whether it was upside down on fire at Indy, coming back the next day, burns, bandages, and saying, no, I'm not going home. Right, you're getting nicknames, the Iron Maiden, and just all this stuff. Like, right, folks here have taken you to heart. Can you just share some thoughts about the reactions you maybe have gotten or seen social media in person of folks who are really paying attention so far about this new effort?
Well, in general, I think it's just really positive. And to be honest, even myself, you know, I would have never done anything like that if it wasn't something I think, you know, that was really legit. And I think that's what the people on the outside see as well, because, you know, we have a major sponsor behind us. We have a car that can win. And, yeah, I am sitting, you know, whoever I've raced against, you know, I think these are the best girls that I've ever competed against or anything like that. So I think it's really the first time that anything like this is happening. And it's just, I think, it's really inspiring. And for everyone that has been, it's been super supportive. You know, I think for sure, I think there's also pressure on us because, you know, everybody's going to be looking at what we're doing and, you know, we just have to kind of deal with that. And hopefully we have a really smooth thing going for us. And you know, I think we really all here for the right reason. And that's what's really important. And I think it's just really cool to be here.
Christina, it might be interesting to get your thoughts on this. So I know if you're coming out of the Toyota Atlantic class of 2005 or whatever it might be, you probably pay attention to see how some of your closest rivals did at that time, where you're moving up. All right, I just finished third here. Where did they finish, right? If we're being honest,
I have no idea.
I know.
Yeah.
If we're being honest, there aren't that many, as many top-line female drivers as we want. Can you tell me if, even if you haven't known everyone at the table, have you been paying attention, maybe all of you, just paying attention to how one another does, not from a ego standpoint, but just, hey, how is she doing here or there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, the women are always easy to remember. Catherine, I mean, has been racing over here in the States for a very long time. You know, she
just said you're old.
Aging me, I know. No, but like, she was one of the first one I noticed when I got to the States, you know, back in 14. And it was like, Catherine, like, that's the one you know, because she's, you know, female, but she's also delivering. And that's what she was known for when I entered the American scene. I mean, Simona races in a championship that my dad has been following for years. Like, every time I go home to Denmark, it's like, what are we watching? Oh, supercars. Like, that's, so, you know, it's...
Actually, yes, since we all discussed and started doing this, it's been the first time I've ever watched Brazilian stock cars before.
Yeah.
And Aussie V8s, like, on the regular.
Your DVR is just blowing up, I guess,
all the I haven't followed Brazilian stock car really, but, you know, the names definitely pop up, and started looking a bit more, and honestly, from what I hear around...
Which name of mine? Which name?
But it's all I hear from people around are only positive things about everyone who's sitting at this table. And I mean, for Meyer Shank Racing, I saw it with my own eyes last year. It was really an amazing effort that they put together. And Jackie and I have run into each other on the racetrack before. So, you know, to be here, to be sitting with all of them is pretty damn cool.
Wow.
I actually could compare it with, like, some corporations. Like, 10 years ago, we would know, like, women that not help each other at all. And I was growing, and Simona was Atlantic, you were in Champ Car. And somehow people get pressure between us somehow, who is best, who's the best one. And we didn't talk. We're not talking to each other just because I wasn't there to beat them, the guys and girls. But we didn't really interact much. I don't know why. But suddenly, since I came to stock car in Brazil, kind of clicked to me. And I part of some female things to kind of help each other. And I clicked to me and said, that's stupid. Mm. Why we don't help each other, you know? And so I have Rachel as an engineer. I have a go-karting girl that I'm supporting in Brazil now to kind of give her experience. Wow. And she's coming to Daytona.
Oh, cool.
So you see a 13-year-old crazy one. I went to her experience that I think she'll get really mature. And that clicked on me. And when Catherine called me, I said, that's great. That's a lot of fun. Because I never, ever thought I would be racing. We'll all be racing together. Yeah. So that's really fun.
Let me ask you one more question, Bea, before I move on to some of the great ones we got from good old social media. I also love the fact that while we have an American team, we have the UK represented, Switzerland, Denmark, Brazil. This is a nice multinational mix of talent. You haven't always had the chance to have that much, I guess, cultural, geographic diversity as well. We've spoken about Vegemite already a little bit. Has it been fun, at least in, you know, the time you've had so far, just to get to know one another? Because there are some cool differences that come together here.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to be fun with everybody and to get the experience. Last night, we were kind of drinking water, right? And
she's just looking at me.
That
85 proof water is really good.
Our car likes that. And then just share experience and getting some stories from each other is really, really fun. And it's kind of, I just gain more and more respect from their history, what they've done. And we have a lot of similar things, so it's cool.
Yeah, I think there's like a handful of us that have done what we've done in racing. There really is only a handful of us, so we all know what each other's been through. And there is some kind of, like, synergy with that. You know, we, like Bea said, we all kind of grew up doing our own thing, being the only one, timing-wise. And so now it's kind of cool that we're all together, working for the same goal.
As someone who covers open wheel and sports car, I love the fact that we have Indy 500, Indy 500, Indy 500, Indy 500 entrant, not planting any seeds, planting seeds. It's just amazing to think about the experience. Let's start off with a question,
so
though.
You're telling me there's something I need to do?
Oh, no, but I'm queuing off cool. of...
We got a guy.
Queuing off
it's
of a question.
It's always something, isn't there? Like, I've reached this peak, and then somebody loves it.
We're going to start there with our questions coming in from CM16, who says, to Christina, if you get an offer to compete in the Indy 500... How will you react, Michael Shank?
Mike, here you go. I respond.
Because I'm just saying, your teammates are, you know.
Well, I over responded on Twitter. I just saw it, and I was like, where do I sign?
See?
Meyer Shank Racing.
Yeah.
Indy is a thing for me, a pure passion and love for the four of us that have been there, you know. But it also scares the shit out of me a little bit.
Yeah.
And I even said to her a year ago, her and I were working on a couple little things, and I came back after watching 4 Day. Hit the wall pretty hard in qualifying. Yeah. It kind of shook me a little bit. And I asked her, I said, is this seriously what you want to do, you know? What do you want to do?
Looking at me like I was crazy.
Because, you know, but there's also, in my opinion, nothing else greater. And for me, this is just me personally in the world, you know, that place. But there's always possibilities here. That's the beauty of our deal.
The great Sebastian Bourdais stops by.
We're just talking about you.
Really?
Mean,
mean things. Well, just suggesting.
Yes,
that would be a Jack Harvey, actually 5-6 car team. We'd get Jack plus.
Yeah,
we love him too. But what he doesn't have is heat on his backside, and that could be brought here. So
absolutely.
All right, let's see. Interesting one for you, Mr. Shank, comes in from Motorsports Notes. Mike, do you see yourself creating a parallel program in the future for female engineering talent, similar to some of the all-female GT driving lineup, but not just engineers, but, I mean, this
mechanical.
Is great.
Absolutely.
But
the answer is yes. And that's one of the things that, you know, Jackie brought this up to me a couple months ago, and I'm like, I like this a lot. So the answer is absolutely. And we'll see where that goes and how that develops. The thing I can tell people in public now, if you're a female and you have an engineering degree and want to do motorsports, send me your resume. We just got to start the wheels turning here, and absolutely.
Let's see, where should we go next? All right, this one, I don't know if y'all are going to want to give this one away, and I hope you've put some thought into this. This comes in from Roger. Any pranks you all have done on one another yet, or any that you're saving for the Rolex 24?
No, I hadn't even thought about it, but now I'm going to.
Oh, stop lying. I know you've got to.
Don't give ideas, you know.
Don't give ideas.
We're all so nice, so, you know. Well, no, actually.
Sweetheart.
Actually, Kat did something to Bia, but like years ago.
All right.
And she's held it against you.
She mentioned it yesterday, and it was like so many years later, she's like, by the way.
We have a fork in the road. Tell the story. Come on, tell the story.
You can tell that.
You tell it.
Okay. So in Indy 500, I think it was 2013. We had
so many years ago.
And then we was just right after we were talking about receiving Catherine's phone. I said, "Why Catherine's like is calling me? What the hell is going on?" Right? And then, well, we were having this official photo 2013, and Catherine was right behind me, and I was supposed to be seated, and she was. And
no
then
way.
When I was about to sit, she pushed my chair.
Rude.
It was right before the Indy 500, so I kind of felt, and then, oh my God, I couldn't be, you know, hurt and anything. So I look at her, I was, what's your problem? You know, I was really angry at her. And then I remembered that last night. Said, are you holding that until now? I say, yeah, I was kind of, but now I'm a good person. I forgive you for that.
5 years
she
later.
She needs to watch her seats for the rest
of
the month.
Yeah, that's for sure. All and right. I'll record it.
Oh, yeah, she puts everything on Instagram. If anybody wants any dirt on the rest of us, Bia's got her Instagram camera.
Yeah, I have to because I have the channel, YouTube channel. But I'm teaching, I teach some bad words to Catherine. And
good.
Simona is not interested. Yeah. Christina would
I would love to.
By the end of this deal, we'll all be able to swear in 6 different languages.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
We haven't done anything else, but you know what? Our arsenal of curse words has improved. another one here, aside from the other MSR entry, are there any other teams in GT Daytona that you're really looking forward to either racing with or beating? And I know you all teams, but are there anywhere like,
the
that'd be a fun
car.
One?
Yeah, I mean, we have 23 cars here, and there are a lot of cars and a lot of good teams that have experience. There are some that don't have experience as much, but, you know, we definitely came up a little bit short last year, and that's a little bit painful. There's nothing spiteful. I want to beat him all the time, but I would say probably for me is Bill O'Reilly, just because he won't keep his mouth shut. So if there's one I like to grind in, it would be Bill, and he would probably say the same about me. I don't know.
Jackie, we'll throw this one your way. It comes in from Dagboat. I love names on social media. No, I mean, you don't even want to know the backstory.
I'm sweating now.
How will the team celebrate if you win?
Oh,
you got to plan this stuff. You can't just kind of be there by surprise.
Does that work?
I
that
Go
well, first of all, once we get you out of rehab after the win, I know
you. I went through one in 2012 and we won overall.
All right, fair enough.
I mean,
all I can do is answer that personally for me. I mean, it would be a vision of, you know, years of work coming true. So I at least know I would probably sob. And then celebrate. I don't know.
I would ask everyone what time it was.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I forgot the watch. Yeah, the watch is going on.
That would be great fun. Well, let's round up with one final question here, and I'll pose one to close. Jeff Markowski asks, it's a little bit of a hard one to answer directly, but have you all seen any ways that your driving styles either contrast or are similar, right? Every driver tends to like a little something different setup-wise or balance-wise. Have you had enough time in the car to get a feel for who likes what?
No, so as we
would
said...
Would you let them talk, Shane?
I'm just telling you, man. We haven't been together. Oh,
yeah. I know.
Good. Yeah, we haven't all sat in the same car, actually. I think, you know, Jackie's done a few laps. B has done a few laps. I've been driving this car since it landed on U.S. soil.
Yeah.
And so I think, in a way, it's kind of been developed along the line that I've taken. So, you know, if they're not happy with it, then they can blame me.
Well, they're talking really highly of the upgrade.
Actually,
that
Mike
came out
prepared us. Okay. Mike prepared us that it won't be a perfect car because we need to kind of fit everybody. So it's not going to be perfect, and we have to work with it. Because we have so many different styles and...
Compromise.
Yeah.
And it's 24 hours. You're not going to have the same conditions in the start of the race at the end of the race.
But from the things that we did already, it looks similar, the information, and we were happy with the car. So,
good. So far.
Let's close with this. This is an amazing thing that's happening in 2019. Not asking for any promises for future, but if this goes as desired, is this something that we can hopefully... pray might happen next year, the year after? I mean, I'd hate this to be a super band that comes together for one concert and then we can only speak about it in history.
Well, I don't think you can ever, you know, guarantee anything like that. But, you know, the partner has a history of longevity with their partners, and there's been already discussion, and I'm hopeful and fairly positive that this will not be a one-hit wonder.
Amen. Marshak Racing, number 57.
Thanks, Marshall.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, should I have been recording this?
And that was Simona DiSilvestro, Catherine Legg, Christina Nielsen, Bea Figueiredo, Jackie Heinricher, Michael Shank, and a fun roundtable captured prior to the Rolex 24 at Daytona. Obviously wishing them well, wishing all the competitors well. We know that for those who are going to be tuning in, hopefully digesting all 24 hours, no breaks, just like the team. Can't wait to see how the number 57 entry fares and whether their goals of getting on that podium, maybe even capturing all-time super awesome win in the GTD class, could be the perfect culmination to the end of this story they are authoring. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is a Marshall Pruitt podcast brought to you by Cooper Tires and the Justice Brothers. Thank you for listening.